This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The United Arab Emirates today ended its boycott of Israel, part of the Gulf state's deal to normalize relations with the Jewish state. The U.S. brokered agreement was announced just over 2 weeks ago. The UAE says under the new decree, Israelis and Israeli firms will be allowed to do business in the country while it opens up for trade in Israeli goods. On Monday, the first flight by Israel's flagship air carrier, El Al, is scheduled for its first trip to Abu Dhabi. The UAE boycott of Israel had been in effect for nearly a half century. The Chinese embassy in London today charges that British politicians are twisting facts in order to undermine bilateral ties with Beijing. An embassy spokesman referred to a London Times report that China had raised its diplomatic presence in Britain by nearly a quarter in the past 10 years in a bid to boost its political influence. Said the embassy on its official website, quote, Chinese diplomats in Britain are serving as a bridge between the two countries and to promote mutually beneficial cooperation, and they deserve a fair assessment rather than distortion and accusation. U.S. President Donald Trump travels to the battered states of Louisiana and Texas today to inspect the destruction left by Hurricane Laura this week. The Category 4 storm destroyed homes and businesses, tore down power lines, and made many areas uninhabitable. People in the worst-hit places are being told they'll probably be without electricity and water service for weeks. There have been 14 storm-related deaths reported, half of them traced to carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators. South Korea today is reporting more than 300 new coronavirus infections. It is the 16th straight day of triple-digit increases, fanning concerns about a worsening shortage of hospital beds. Korean health officials have recorded 308 new cases, bringing total infections to 19,400, with 321 fatalities. With the surge in the disease, hospitals in the Seoul area report only 4.5% of their beds available for critical cases. This is VOA News. The global pandemic numbers, close to 24.8 million infections and just under 838,000 fatalities. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. The worst situation is here in the United States, where the death toll approaches 182,000, with a case count of about 6 million. Brazil has lost 119,500 lives, followed by Mexico's 63,000. India suffered 3.5 million COVID cases, with 62,000 fatalities. Australia got some good news today. The state of Victoria says it's seen its lowest rise in new COVID infections in almost 2 months. But authorities warn there will be no quick removal of social distancing restrictions. Victoria's capital of Melbourne is 4 weeks into a six-week hard lockdown that was spurred by a second wave of cases in Australia's second-largest city. State officials report 94 new infections and 18 deaths, which continue this week's steady downward pattern. Australia has recorded around 25,500 pandemic cases and 600 fatalities. Wuhan, ground zero for COVID-19 and the Chinese city hit hardest by the virus, is set to reopen its schools early next week. The city says it's drawn up emergency plans to switch back to online teaching if risk levels change. Japanese Defense Minister Taro Kono says he has confirmed with his U.S. counterpart, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, that islands in the East China Sea, disputed by Japan and China, are covered by the U.S.-Japan Security Treaty. Beijing has been increasingly assertive in its territorial claims in the East and South China Sea. The head of Libya's internationally recognized government has suspended the powerful interior minister, saying his handling of street protesters and a violent crackdown against them would be investigated. The move coincides with reports of growing friction between Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, Prime Minister of the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord, and Interior Minister Fatih Bagasha, an influential figure from the port city. The resignation of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has triggered a leadership race in his Democratic Liberal Party. The winner must be formally elected in parliament. Abe resigned Friday over health issues. He had a full year remaining in his term and was Japan's longest-serving prime minister. Mali's West African neighbors are telling the military junta, which seized control of the country this month, it must transfer power to a civilian-led transitional government without delay, and that new elections should be held within a year. In exchange, the Economic Community of West African States says it will move toward lifting sanctions imposed after the coup. The 15-member group has reinforced its hard line because of concerns about prolonged instability in Mali and its potential to undermine the fight against Islamist militants there and in the wider region. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.